This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa barakatuh.
I can tell you not many people ask about this question, but it seems to be interested. He says, can you please explain in detail what is MCR marriage and is it permissible? And it's asked by a brother, actually.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Zawaj al-misyar is a new term that happened in some Muslim country. And the word misyar, it means somebody who comes and goes.
Right.
And this originally, there is a story happened because I lived in that part of the world when it started. In that part of the world, there is a lot of women who are older or divorced, and they financially stable, but either because of their lifestyles or sometimes their status or them being responsible of one elderly parent, she cannot marry and move away. So it became a comment that she would love to have to marry someone who can come occasionally, spend some time of the month with her, not necessarily to live with her because she can't leave her parents. Also, she doesn't need, some of them said, you can marry me, you don't need to worry about financial responsibility. You don't need to spend anything on me. I am giving up all my rights. I have money. Okay? These two scenarios where all this whole Zawaj al-Misyar started, where people will be married, an official marriage.
Okay.
It is registered, it's in these countries. It is public, it is publicly known. And it's not temporary.
It's not temporary.
It's not temporary or anything like that. The only thing is that the wife will give up some of her rights. And this rights will be either spending every night or every other night if he married another one or something like that. She give up some of her nights that she doesn't need to spend the nights with her. Also, she give up some of her rights when it comes to financial rights, that she doesn't need nafaqa. Is Islamically that acceptable? Yes, because marriage is a contract. As long as I'm not forcing you to give up your rights, you know? I'm not forcing you. I'm not putting you in a position where you have to give up your rights. No, you willingly, I don't want these rights. And in return, I will gain something else. Okay, so maybe I'll gain some freedom. I'll gain some, you know, that I will be able to spend more time with my family, you know, whatever, you know, working, you know. People have a different reasons for that. So as long as the contract is, it is, and it does not contradict the essence of marriage, because still there is relationship, there is love, there is family, there is home, there is, you know. Some of this situation can be temporary in the sense, it's for temporary time, I'm not going to invest, support you financially until I graduate, for example, until I land a new job. And after that, things will go to normal. But the actual contract is not a temporary. That's haram.
Okay. So that's what you mean by temporary.
Temporary, not, like
the
temporary
circumstances
situation.
Are temporary.
Now, my father now for a year or 2 years, if he passed away and, you know, I don't need to be with him or my parents anymore, or they became healthy, or my brother come back from traveling and they will live with them, I can move and live with you. So this temporary situation should not prevent me from marrying. I still marry and I give up some of my right until things fix.
Okay.
So what later on this developed to be something which is not kosher, not halal. What is it? Somebody will go to a country for a week. He marry a woman and divorce her after a week. You know, that's not allowed. You know, literally they go to a country for a week or a couple of days and they will marry someone on these days. Just, that's a zina, but just wrapping it up in a halal wrapper. mm-hmm. you know, just to look, okay.
هذا غش.
Yeah, it's like cheating.
Right.
And if, and most of the time, these both knows that they're going to get divorced in the end of the...
Even though they don't mention it, they don't say it's contract. Just implied.
It's very clear between both of them that I'm here only for a week and I'm divorced. We're going to leave each other after the week. So that's a temporary marriage, and temporary marriage is haram in Islam, and muta is haram in Islam. Mm-hmm. Also, another format for it is not a temporary nature, but secretive, completely secret. Nobody knows anything about it. Even her family don't know anything about it. You know, and his family, no one knows about it. Maybe they had two witnesses, but that's it, no one. That's also not allowed in Islam. Secret marriages are haram in Islam. That's not misyar, that's secret. You know, that's a secret marriage. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi, Aisha radiallahu anha said that what differentiate marriage from adultery is a duf, is the celebration. I'm not saying when you get married, you have to put it in your Facebook and you put it like in your social media. I'm not saying that to the whole world to know, but at least it is not kept secret. It is not something that you are hiding from people. It's not something that nobody knows about it from your... What if you die tomorrow? What about this woman's rights?
My.
As an imam, I dealt with cases when a person died, you know, and in the midst of the sadness of the loss of the husband, all of a sudden somebody comes, oh, he's my husband too. And it became devastating for the wife. Oh, I'm his son. I'm his daughter too.
Wow.
Can you imagine? And now we have to deal with that. They didn't even bury the guy yet. It's a disaster. You know? And you know, Sheikh, I have a secret marriage and she's pregnant. Is abortion okay? Not okay. This kind of secrecy lead to all this kind of things. I'm sorry, if you're not right. If you're not a man enough to make it public, don't marry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, or at least follow the proper etiquette, because I've seen a lot of problems happen out of this in many communities. Okay, so I think we need to be clear about this, and we need to, you know, not to bring Islam in the middle when it comes to you fulfilling your own desire, because Islam allowed you to marry, but also put conditions and rules and regulation to this, and also give us a wisdom, you know, not just to follow your desire. If I'm going to follow my desires in the return, I will lose my family, I will lose my kids, I will lose my wife. Yahi, if you have a problem with your wife and your first marriage, the solution is not to marry another one. The solution is to fix your first marriage. Fix it. And if you can't fix it, just move away. Be clear. Hey, this cannot be fixed. I give you the options, what we can do. But just anything like hidden and like back doors and stuff like that is really does not advance your case. It's not going to help. It's going to add more pain, complicate things more. So that's in regard to the Zawaj al-Misyar and some different formats of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all success.
So bottom line, for it to be allowed, it has to be public. It is basically a woman giving up some of her rights, but it doesn't mean that it's not a marriage. It has to be publicized, and it has
permanent
to be permanent.
Nature.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.
Reaction.
Thank you.